Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God for another day. We bless the name of the Lord for what he has been doing, using this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration to perform in the life of people. I want to thank God for a lot of testimony that have been rolling to us. We want to thank God for the hand of his mercy over our lives. And we pray that the Almighty God will keep us, will protect us, will guide us in Jesus' name. Beloved, we thank God for this day. Today is the 14th day of the month of November, year 2020. We want to really appreciate the Lord for making it possible for us to see today. We thank God for everything. We thank God for all this through this year. A lot really happened this year. The pandemic affected a lot of the economy. NSAS protests in Nigeria. Many things happened. But we thank God because we are alive. We thank God because we are still healthy. We thank God because of the grace of God that is still with us. And we know that by the grace of God, we are going to recover all. We are sure, we are having that confidence in the Lord that all that we have lost to the enemy shall be recovered. We are believing the God that we serve, that he will give us grace to recover all that we have lost in Jesus' name. Beloved, today I want you to really get ready because the Lord is going to work wonders in our lives. The Lord is going to do a wonderful thing in our life. The Lord is going to surprise us in a new way. The Lord is going to do what only you can, what only him can do. Beloved, do you know that God that we are serving is a real God? Do you know that God that we are serving is a God of Almighty? Do you know this God never fails? Do you know the mighty wonders of God? Beloved, if you trust in the name of the Lord, if you trust in the purpose of God, if you trust in the plan of God, you will see that he will never fail you. God has never failed his people before. God will not fail anyone. God is still working wonders. God will continue to do greater things in our lives and our family. I am telling someone here that you are going to recover all that you have lost in the name of Jesus Christ. God is going to give you back all that you have lost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen very well. In the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 17 to 18, the Bible says, "And this sign shall follow them that believe. And this sign shall follow them that believe." If you believe in the Lord, the Bible says there's going to be a sign that will follow you. If you believe and trust in the Lord, the Bible says there's going to be a sign that will follow you. If you give your life to the Lord, the Bible says there's going to be a sign that will follow you. If you surrender your life to the Lord, the Bible says there's going to be a sign that will follow you. The Bible says this sign shall follow them that believe. This sign shall follow them that believe. This sign shall follow those who believe in my name. They shall cast out the devil. They shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall no miss hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. Oh, wonderful place. A place spoken by Jesus. And you know when Jesus speaks, oh, you will know that this is not a joke. Jesus Christ said, by the time you have given your life to Jesus, by the time you have surrendered your life to him, there are 5 major signs that must follow you wherever you go as a believer. This sign must manifest in your life. This sign must always be seen around you. This sign must typify that you are a believer. All believers must show these signs. There are 5 major signs that you must be able to show wherever you go. These 5 major signs must follow you. Number 1, in my name, they shall cast out demons. You must be able to cast out devil. You may be able to cast out demon. You may be able to cast out demons. That is what the Bible says. Number 2, they shall speak with new tongues. You must be able to speak with unknown tongues. You must be able to speak with diverse of tongues. Number 3, they shall take up serpent. That's a mystery. And I'm going to explain that one to you later. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall no miss hurt them. Oh, they poison your food physically and spiritually. The Bible says it will not hurt you. And number 5, they shall lay their hands on the sick. And that sick shall recover. Whatever may be the sickness in the body of anyone, when you appear there as a believer, when you appear there as a child of God, and you lay your hand upon that sick, it shall recover. Oh, if you now lay your hand upon yourself, you will definitely receive the recovery. At the same time, when you speak out the word of God through your mouth, we also work wonders. I want to let you know that God Almighty has programmed something into your life as a believer. When you give your life to Jesus, you are no longer ordinary. You are no longer the same. You have been rebirthed. You have been reborn. You have been reshapen. You have been transformed. You are now in the family of God. And the power of God is now over you. Something happened in the city of Malta Oh, when they get Marita in that city of Malta, the Bible said in Acts chapter 28, when Paul and the team, you know, when Paul and the team, they escape the problems that happened when they were on the sea. And when they come to this land called Malta, the native of the land showed them unusual kindness. They kindle fire and make them many things so that the coldness that they have suffered, they can have that fire surrounding them so that at least they can feel enough of it. Oh, they welcome them. Oh, they kindle fire. Oh, they make it so that these people can have heat. I mean, they can have heat coming to their body after they have suffered for about 14 days right on the sea. Look at what happened. The Bible says in verse 3, but when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out. A viper came out because of the heat and fasting on the hand of Paul. Why did that viper, why did he locate the hand of Paul? Why did that viper, why not locating another place? The viper located the hand of Paul. Paul had started the work of the ministry. Paul has been doing a lot right from Acts chapter 1. Paul has been coming right from Acts chapter 9, sorry. Paul has been coming after Paul has had an encounter with the Lord, right when he was going to Damascus. Paul has received the grit from the Lord. Paul has been doing a lot of work. He has been doing the missionary work. Oh, the viper came. The viper came to attack the labor of Paul. The viper came to attack the hand of Paul. So the devil understands the power of your hand. That was why he attacked the hands of Paul. No, your hand is your instrument of labor. Whether you don't know, your hand is your instrument of progress. That hand is an instrument of your own labor. It's the hand that must make you to harvest. It's your instrument of harvest. No wonder when a man labors, he must harvest. The devil did not want Paul to harvest. I pray that any power that does not want you to harvest what you have labored for, any power that is attacking your instrument of labor, any power that is attacking your instrument of progress, that power shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. When a serpent attack the hand like that, when the serpent of darkness attacks somebody's hand, that hand shall be caged. That hand shall be polluted. That hand shall be paralyzed. That hand shall be poisoned. Oh, and that hand will not be able to harvest good things. That is why some people started things, they cannot finish it. But I'm praying for you today. If there are projects you have started and you have not been able to finish, if there are things you have done and the enemy has not allowed you to harvest it, if you have labor and they have pushed you away from that place you have labor, you have sweated and it's time for you to reap your labor, then some people say you will not. Listen to me right from today. You shall begin to harvest your labor in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray on your hand. And your hand shall get the power of Holy Ghost. Look at what the Bible says. And they shall take up serpent. And they shall take up serpent. Serpent represent the devil. Serpent represent evil. Serpent represent the demon. They shall take up serpent. They shall dislodge serpent. They shall remove serpent. Oh, I'm going to explain that one to you in the next, by tomorrow, so that you understand the mystery of that serpent and how you can deal with it yourself. Have you been attacked by serpent in the dream? Are you seeing yourself with serpent? Do they worship serpent in your family line? Or are you seeing yourself being struck by serpent? Oh, have they attacked your hand before in the dream? Did any animal bite your hand in the dream? They want to pollute that hand. They want to paralyze that hand. They want to poison that hand. They want to catch that hand. But today you shall be free and you shall be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into the life of someone. The Almighty God shall transform your life. The Almighty God shall promote your destiny. The Almighty God shall fight for you. The Almighty God shall make it possible for you to recover all that you have lost. In the name of Jesus Christ, get a bottle of oil now. I'm going to pray on that bottle of oil. If you don't have the oil, get a bottle of water. Get the oil and anoint your head now. We are going to our healing section. As I pray now, healing shall begin to take place. Right now, put the oil on your head and shout this loud and clear. Say, evil arrow in my head. When you shout this prayer and we are praying this prayer, you begin to shake your head very well. Evil arrow in my head. I shake you away in the name of Jesus. Evil arrow in my head, I shake you away in the name of Jesus. Evil arrow in my head, I shake you away. 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 I shake you away in the name of Jesus. The evil arrow in my head, I shake you away. I shake you away. I shake you away. I shake you away. In Jesus' name, we pray. Get the oil and anoint your chest now. Anoint your chest now. And you pray very well. Say, any power attacking my heart, there in the name of Jesus, any power attacking my heart, there in the name of Jesus, any power attacking my heart, there in the name of Jesus, any power attacking my heart, there in Jesus' name, pray. Any disease that is affecting your heart, any arrow fire against your lung, any arrow fire against your heart, I command the arrow to jump out. Go back to the sender. I say, go back to the sender. I say, go back to the sender. I say, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Now take the oil now and anoint your navel. Anoint your navel now. Then you place your hand on it now. We are in our healing section. This deliverance is taking place right now. Put your hand there and you are going to shout loud and clear. Shout this prayer with power. Shout this prayer with fire. Say, every covenant of darkness made with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of darkness made with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of darkness made with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of darkness made with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of darkness placed with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of darkness made with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of darkness made with my placenta, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of darkness made with my placenta, break, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray, pray this one very well. Say, every evil link between me and the spirit husband. If you are a man, you say spirit wife. If you are a woman, you say spirit husband. Every evil link between me and the spirit wife, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and the spirit wife, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and the spirit wife, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and spirit wife, break in Jesus' name. Pray this one loud and clear. Poison of the serpent in my body, come out in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my body, come out, 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 come out. Let your hand be on your navel. Let your hand be on there. Something is happening there. Something is happening. The Lord is rearranging your system. Every poison of the serpent in my body, come out now, come out now, come out now, come out, 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 come out in the name of Jesus. You, the poison of the serpent in that body, I command you now, be flushed out, come out now in Jesus' name. Pray, pray this one loud and clear. Say, Eden covenant between me and ancestral gods, break in the name of Jesus. Eden covenant between me and the ancestral gods, break in the name of Jesus. Eden covenant between me and the ancestral gods, break, break, break in Jesus' name. See, place your hand on your navel and pray this one. Say, Eden covenant between me and the water spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Eden covenant between me and the water spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Eden covenant between me and the water spirit, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, look at something is happening there. The sickness program into your body in the dream is going back to the sender. Aha, now take the oil and drink the oil. Drink the oil now. Drink a little of the oil. And you pray this prayer very well. Plantation of darkness in my body, in the name of Jesus. Plantation of darkness in my body, there. Plantation of darkness in my body, there. In the name of you, plantation of darkness in my body, there. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, whatever the enemy has programmed into your life, any satanic food you have ate in the dream, any evil program into your life spiritually, as I'm praying now, I command them now to get out of your body. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. I want you to say, I cough out. I want you to cough out. Say, I cough out. Uh-huh. Every plantation of darkness in my body. Oh yeah, cough out. I cough out. Cough out. Cough out. I cough out every plantation of darkness in my body. Cough out. Don't swallow it. Cough out. If you have a tissue, you can cover it there. Cough out. Cough out. Cough out. Cough out. Cough out. Cough out. I cough out every plantation of darkness in my body. Cough it out. Cough it out. Cough it out. Cough it out. In Jesus' name we pray. Now get the oil and anoint your hand. That is where we are going. The Bible said the serpent fasting himself. The serpent fasting himself against Paul's hand. The serpent wanted to disgrace Paul. The serpent wanted to mess away the work of Paul. The serpent did not want Paul to harvest his labor. The serpent want to attack the progress of Saul. The serpent want to attack the progress of Paul. The serpent want to destroy the labor of Paul. But by the grace of God, Paul shook the serpent into the fire, and the serpent was burnt in the fire. Immediately, the people of that land began to call Paul God because the miracle was performed. Now you are going to shake. You are going to shake the serpent into fire. You are going to shake the serpent into fire. Are you ready now? Listen to me. By the time you begin to shake now, every unprofitable attack against you, it shall be shaken back to the sender. The spirit of non-achievement shall go back to the sender. Every satanic cobwebs in your hand shall that cobweb shall die. Every evil chain that bind your hand together, the evil chain shall be broken. Every satanic wedding ring, that satanic wedding ring shall be roasted in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray very well. Get ready. We are praying 5 prayer points now. 5 hot prayer points. Get ready and pray them very well. You are praying this prayer into your hand. I want you to pray. When you begin to pray this prayer, when we pray the first one, you will shake the hand vigorously. You will shake it very well. Are you ready? Say, evil plantation in my hand, depart in the name of Jesus. Evil plantation in my hand, depart, 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 depart. Shake your hand, shake it very well. You are the owner of your hand, shake it. Evil plantation in my hand, depart, 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 depart. In Jesus' name, pray. Pray the second one. Say, every spiritual insect in my hand, there in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual insect in my hand, there in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual insect in my hand, there in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual insect in my hand, there in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual insect in my hand, there. Yeah, in Jesus, to shake the hand. I want you to shake the hand. I begin to shake. You see, something is happening. The chain of darkness is broken. The satanic attack against your hand is broken. Look at it. The tree of non-achievement that was programmed into your hand is going back to the sender. God is uprooting every satanic deposit. Pray this third one very well. Every evil wedding ring in my finger be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil wedding ring in my finger be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire. Every evil wedding ring in my finger be roasted by fire, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted in Jesus' name. Take that oil again, and I want you to anoint all your finger, all the 10 finger, anoint them. Anoint them one by one. All the 10 finger. Oh, that sister, something is happening to that hand. Continue anointing. Continue. Anoint all of the 10 fingers. Then you pray that prayer again. Every evil wedding ring in my finger be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil wedding ring in my finger be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil wedding ring in my finger be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted by fire. Evil wedding ring in my finger be roasted down, be roasted down, be roasted down, be roasted down, be roasted down. In Jesus' name, pray. Pray this number 4. Every evil chain binding my hands together, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil chain binding my hand together, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every evil chain binding my hand together, break, break in Jesus' name. I command the evil attack against your hand, that attack to expire in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic handcuff, I command it to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray number 5. Say, every poison of dog bites in my hands, I shake you away. Now shake your hand. Every poison of dog bite in my hand, I shake you away. I shake you away. Shake it now. Every poison of dog bite in my hand, whether dog bite in the dream or physical, every poison that have been programmed into your hand by the dog bite that you suffer in the dream, I command it now, be shaken out, be shaken out. Every poison of dog bite in my hands, be shaken by fire, be shaken, be shaken out, 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 be shaken out. In Jesus, I want you to continue to shake that. Continue, continue now. Shake your hand now. Rebo shaka yabalaba. Lempo Congo Salaba, Ela Barabalaba, Poa Canta Paraba, Riva Pontasia. Thank you, Father. I command every attack against your instrument of labor, that is your hand. Against your instrument of harvest, that is your hand. Against your instrument of progress, that is your hand. I command that attack now to go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that attack against your instrument of harvest. Let that attack against your instrument of labor. Let that attack against your instrument of progress. Let it scatter and die in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll pack that up. Any power that said you will not finish well. Any power that vow you will not make a progress in life. Any power attacking you with the spirit of unfruitfulness. Any power attacking you with the spirit of unprofitable attack. Rubo! Any power attacking you with the spirit of affliction. Any power attacking you with evil plantation. Any power attacking you with evil growth in your hand. Any power attacking your instrument of labor. Any power attacking your instrument of progress. Any power that has put your hand in bondage. I command that power now. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, I say, yeah, in the name of Jesus Christ, any household wickedness that is afflicting your job, afflicting your hand, afflicting your progress, I command the household wickedness to, yeah, in the name of Jesus. I command deliverance upon your hand. Let your hand receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. As I am praying now, somebody is receiving healing. I can see that sister, you have been delivered. The chain of darkness that bind your waist has been broken. The arrow of asthma in your body has gone back to the center. Look at the arrow of high blood pressure. It's going back to the center now. Every arrow of diabetes, I command you to go back to the center. That sister, be delivered. Be delivered. I command that brother, receive your healing. Every enlargement in your prostate, I command it to disappear. Let there be healing right now in your prostate. Let there be healing in your liver. Let there be healing in your kidney. Let there be healing in your heart. In the name of Jesus, receive total healing now from your head to your toes. Let there be flow of God's power. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me right now. The Bible says, David pursued the enemy. He overtook the enemy. And David recovered all. I pray today that every good thing that has been taken away from your hand, the way David pursued, the way David was able to overtake, and the way David was able to recover, may you receive the anointing to pursue. May you receive the anointing to overtake. May you receive the anointing to recover in the name of Jesus. Heaven shall favor you in the name of Jesus. As you wake up today, you wake up into God's freshness. You wake up into power. You wake up into favor. Today, the Almighty God will stage events that will make you to meet with your divine helpers. You wake up right now with an encounter of favor. You wake up into progress. In the name of Jesus, as you wake up today, that sickness in your body that you slept with had gone back to the sender. You wake up into sound earth in the name of Jesus Christ. I cut away every arrow of the enemy that is working against you. I cut off every satanic attack. I cut off every plantation of darkness. I command your healing to be perfect. Let your healing be complete now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to you right now that today God will favor you. You are looking for a job by the power and the blood of Jesus. I pray within the next 2-3 weeks, the Almighty God will connect you and you'll get a good job. In the name of Jesus, I command that brother, receive your promotion letter. Yes, before the end of this month, your promotion shall come. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Rapapia, okempayo, lekendo, rumosa, yampampora, iliakaraka, lo brakosa kaya, yampapota kayapa. I command your promotion letter to be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for anyone who is here and you are looking for the fruit of the womb. I command the implantation of the Holy Ghost to come upon your life now. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you, and there shall be release of God's power into your womb, and your womb shall receive deliverance. Hey, I command you right now to receive breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Receive breakthrough of the fruit of the womb in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here now? Your business has crossed down and you are thinking of how you can rise up again. You look at next month and say December has come. Oh, let me tell you, before the end of this month, you will bounce back again. God will send helpers to you. God will raise up your business again. Favor will come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all those who are facing one attack or the other. I command you that time, be delivered, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the arrow of witchcraft, let the arrow of darkness, let the arrow of witchcraft fashion against my your destiny, fashion against your family. There, in the name of Jesus, the arrow of darkness fashion against your destiny. There, the power that is waging war against your destiny, against your progress, against your progress and the next level, against your next level. That power that is waging war against your harvest, I command the power to be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak into your bones. Let your bones be revived. I let your bone be revived. I speak into every organ of your body. Be revived, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will defend his interest in your life. The Lord will raise you up. The Lord will be your glory, your shield, and the lifter of your head, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Today is wonderful. Oh, blessed be to the name of the Lord. Today is a double grace, double favor, double power. Today is 14. It's double perfection. God is working wonders, and it is where it's going to be permanent, and you will continue to enjoy the grace of God. God bless you in Jesus' name. Listen, probably you want to have you want to contact us, you want to send SMS to us, or you want to send WhatsApp to us. Oh, no problem. You can send SMS to us. You can send it to WhatsApp number. This is my number, 0802. 0802 336 336 9298. I repeat again, 0802 double three now, 336 9298. You can send a text to me on my WhatsApp number or SMS. I will get it and reply you back. You don't need to call, just send a text to me and I will reply you back. God bless you in Jesus' name. The Lord will continue to uphold you. Share this prophetic declaration to your friend. Let them go wide. Let them go viral. Let them go wide. They are going to, they are instrument of God's power. It's an instruction from the Lord. We have started this in September 1st and there have been a lot of testimony, miles of testimony all over the world. Get it across to your people. Somebody is sick, send it across to the person. Let the person receive the healing, and there will be testimony in your life too. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.